Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning. In today's program, we give you some basic instructions on how to compost, and before you know it, you'll be producing mountains of this amazing natural fertilizer. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us.
For men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
Compost is the end product of a process involving the breakdown of various materials, such as leaves and food scraps, into a more usable form, fertilizer. RADA's Agricultural Extension Officer, Eastin McLean, tells us the key to creating a great compost heap.
You want to actually select an area that is shaded, cool, not too hot, and not too wet. Simply under a tree is fine, right? And you want to find an area that is basically free from weed growth, etc. Reason being for selecting an ideal shaded area for compost heap is that what breaks down the material are microbes. These are aerobic microbes, and they need adequate cool, moist environment and adequate air. So what this actually does is that it makes the condition of the compost so suitable that the microbes act fast.
A compost heap is made up of waste, but not all waste can be used.
You want to ensure that you don't add any meat, cooked food, dog droppings, cat droppings, no dairy products, no dead animals, no household chemicals, none of that must be added to the compost, because you attract rodents and other animals so as that can disturb the process.
Now that you know what to use, it's time to start building your compost heap.
And the ideal compost heap is basically the height of it ranges from 30 centimeters to approximately about 90 centimeters. 30 centimeters for household persons who are doing their little backyard garden. But for a huge farmer, 90 centimeters is ideal in height. It can be any length.
The next step in the process is to pack the heap. Here's how that's done.
At the base of the pile, you want to pack those materials that are bigger. For example, the dry sticks, and you'd make a layer of that. Above that, you can add the grass cuttings. Bear in mind that these layers is ideally between 1 to 2 inches high. Let's say you have one layer of the stick, another layer of grass cuttings, you can add another layer of kitchen peeling, you add another layer of manure, then you add another layer of leaves, and ensure that the top layer you use soil.
The compost heap has been established, but the work is not quite over, as you'll now need to ensure it's properly maintained.
It's ideal that you check it on a daily basis to ensure that it's moist. If we're not getting a lot of rain, you want to sprinkle it with some water to keep it moist. You want to also ensure that you turn the compost. Once you have established the heap, after about 2 weeks, you want to put whatever material is on the bottom, you put it on top. Whatever material is on the right side, you go on the left side. Or whatever is inside the middle, it's exposed. You're mixing the compost. And you can do that at least once a week until the compost is finished.
And after all that hard work, farmers will start reaping the benefits from this process.
Because it's a fertilizer, the use of compost reduces cost on the farmer. It also reduces the farmer's waste. It also reduces transportation, because no longer will someone have to come and pick up your waste for disposal, or no longer will you have to bring your waste for disposal. It can be used in the compost heap, which goes back into the farm.
RADA's Agricultural Extension Officer, Eastin McLean. That's where we end this morning's program. Thanks for staying with us. With the studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.